My name is George Barnaby, like I said, and I am the chair of the Saturi Nuba Resource Board, also known fondly as the SRRB. I'd like to start by thanking Métis First Nation or Thalagot for hosting us in their homeland and for partnering with us in convening this public listening session. I say to all of you who are here today as board members, parties, and community members, we are here because we all care about caribou. It is good to see that people are willing to give their time to work on these important issues. This gathering is a chance for all of us to be part of thinking about our relationship with caribou and how we can protect and live with the caribou in a way that ensures they will be there for our people in the future. All the parties bring different experience and knowledge, different evidence, and different ideas. About what needs to be done. This public listening session is about working together, respectfully to share ideas and come up to a better understanding. This session is the first in a series related to the topic of caribou. For these public listening sessions, the board is taking a new approach. In the past, hearings have considered caribou through a herd-by-herd approach. Our public listening sessions are going to take a hot topics approach. Each session will focus on one hot topic with respect to all three kinds of caribou that live in our region: barren ground caribou, boreal caribou, and mountain caribou. The focus approach will allow us to have an in-depth exploration of each hot topic. We will benefit from both science and the knowledge of communities in their special relationship with caribou. The public listening session will consider topics such as Satu, Rakoa, or hunting law, knowledge about caribou, wildfire, climate change, predators, and the Satu economy, all addressing the question, what is the most effective way to conserve caribou? For this public listening session, we are asking the question, what is the most effective way to regulate the harvest of caribou? We are also asking a number of related questions, including what the status of the different kinds of caribou, what our indigenous system for regulating and monitoring harvest, how can harvesting be coordinated across communities and regions? The trigger for this hearing comes from the land claim agreement COBOL has brought forward a proposal for a different approach to regulating the harvest of caribou. This proposal will be considered along with evidence about harvesting regulation presented by other Satu communities and ENR. The SRB is holding this formal public listening session because the board has the responsibility for dealing with caribou use and protection in the Satu region. We are a co-managed board established by the Satu Land Claim Agreement. It's a collaborative board. Members are nominated by Dene communities and government and work together to bring traditional knowledge and science as a basis for making wise decisions about wildlife and the landscape they depend on. We are set up this way so that Dene and Métis hunting rights and then a way of life are respected and supported. And so that then the communities can be directly involved in making decisions about Tijati and then the SRRB is the main body that deals with wildlife in this region. Under the terms of the land claim agreement, our board must both consider land claim objectives and act in the public interest when we make decisions about wildlife. Each board member here brings their own perspective and views, but when we come together as a board, we act as one. We think about what the public needs, not just what we would like to see happen. And most importantly, we think about how we can all serve the caribou. The hearing has been broadly advertised and reported in the media. We have media present from CBC North and from APTN. As well, a public registry was established October 4th, 2019, and updated regularly. In these opening remarks, we will provide a brief overview of key aspects of the public listening session, covering the following topics: an introduction to the SRRB team, overview of confirmed parties and visiting observers, recording the proceeding, agenda for today, fairness and timing, housekeeping items for this gathering. We did this already. I'll do this one.
Okay.
We have with us Nick Sausson, our legal counsel, along with a staff support team of six. Not sure they all. Deborah Simmons, our executive director. Kirsten Jensen, Leon Andrew, Kiana Dolphus Lenny, Hannah Tanaton, and Lori Ann Lenny. They are all here playing various roles to ensure that this hearing process runs smoothly and that the board secures the information that it needs to make a wise decision. We also have a technical advisor for this public listening session. The technical advisor shares her expertise and help us think through issues. The technical advisor is Janet Winburn, who will be joining by teleconference tomorrow to talk about the Satu Harvest Study. Confirmed parties and visiting observer. There are 17 confirmed parties for this proceeding. 10 Satu organizations, ENR, the Indigenous Leadership Initiative, and 5 parties from other regions: the Ashotenekong First Nation, the Cho First Nation, the Inuvialuit Game Council, Kugluktuk and Gonyat Association, and Ross River Dena Council. I would like to recognize delegates from the Inuvialuit Game Council and thank them for making the long trip here. The Tsinsho has also sent a delegation, for which we are thankful. Tsinsho delegates are here as observers. More than one party has been confirmed from several of the Satu communities. For this reason, Satu community delegations are recognized in the agenda as panels. The Satu Dena Council has requested party status to support a space for elder delegates to contribute, and there is a Satu Youth Network delegation. Knowing that not all parties are able to join us in Kovo, We have offered opportunities to participate in this event by teleconference. Parties on the phone will be given opportunities to ask questions and can contribute closing remarks. All parties will also have a chance to contribute final arguments after the session. The SRB has already received an impressive number of written submissions, all of which are posted on the board's public registry. There are a total of 22 documents now posted from 8 parties and interested organizations. These documents will be considered in the board's decision, along with material arising from the session this week and final argument that can be submitted until February the 10th. These proceedings are being recorded by the PETO production sound team in Sato Dena language, the Shoal language, and English. The English language recording will be transcribed later by Digi Tran Legal Reporters. Sato Dena and Shoal language recordings will be shared on the public registry for this session. Therefore, I ask that when you speak, please start by saying your name and who you represent. Also, I ask that you please be mindful that we have interpreters, Laura Tucho and Dora Duncan. For the Sato dialect and 2, please show interpreters. We have Jonas Lafferty, that's the show interpreter, and Francis Zoe. These proceedings are being simultaneously translated. We have scheduled time each morning to talk about key terms and concepts so there can be better understanding across cultures. Please bring your main terms and concept to us before your presentation so that we can review these together. Please watch or listen to the interpreters so you know when you need to slow down. I will signal to speakers if they need to pause or allow interpreters to catch up. Sometimes we may need a longer pause when difficult concepts come up in Dene or English languages to make sure everyone understands what it means, what is meant. If the speakers are moving too fast, the interpreter will let our sound team know and the sound will cut off. This means you must stop talking so the interpreters can catch up. Another unique feature of this public listening session is that we will have a graphic recording to assist in understanding.
With that, I'd like to introduce the man who's been quietly in the background producing magic, Sam Brad, who is here in Colville for the first time, and he'll talk a little bit right now. You have to speak into a mic, though, about the work that he's going to be doing over the next few days. Masi.
Masi.
Please turn off your Roseanne, if anybody has on their hearing thing, they can't have it on and speak.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here. Thank you, Chief, for inviting us. Grateful to be here on your territory. Thank you to the board to be part of this listening session in a visual way. So my job is to be a graphic recorder. And if you have never seen a graphic recorder before, it's because we are very unusual. And my role is to listen deeply and then to draw what is happening. I draw what's happening because we think that when you can see what you have said, it is valuable for people to feel heard. And so what is important to me is that these images accurately reflect you. It is important for me that the communities have a chance to tell me if I am drawing the right things and if I am working in a good way. I come from Vancouver, and I do a lot of work in communities all up and down the coast in British Columbia, but it is my first time here to this region, and if I can be of service, if I can help, my job is to help. So also, I am very friendly. And you should come and talk to me if you would like, and I will make the images reflect what you need to have reflected. So thank you for the invitation to add this type of translation services, this type of drawing, into the proceedings. Thank you.
Merci, Sam.
Okay. Public listening agenda for today. There are printed copies of the agenda for the 3 days available, and the agenda is also on the board's website. Here is what is happening today. This morning we will start by hearing from our host community, Cova Lake, about their Dalagot in the Ete plan and into And there will be time for questions from the parties and the board. This afternoon, panels from the other four Satu communities will present their evidence in response to the central question for this session. What is the most effective way to regulate the harvest of caribou? After each of their presentation, the other parties and the board can ask each of them questions. Tonight there are opportunities for caucus sessions at 6:30 p.m., so any group that wish to discuss any matter can meet together to do so. The Satu Youth Network will be meeting at the Youth Center, and the Renewable Resource Council will meet at the Bijiata boardroom next door. Any other, such as communities, women, hunters, who might wish to meet together to discuss public listening topics, can talk with Depp or Kirsten to book a space. Afterward, and every evening at 8, there will be social and cultural events hosted by Kobo. Tonight there will be a showing of the excellent films by Dennis Allen featuring Dalagot in it, The Hunt and The Walk. There are people from the community who are really interested in what is going on here at these hearings. As board chair, I am really happy to see that. If you are a community member and want to say something to the board, there are two chances for you to do that or to ask questions. The first opportunity will be at the public forum on Wednesday evening at 6:30, and there will be a second opportunity on Thursday morning. If we aren't able to hear from everyone during this time, we will see if we can meet Thursday night. Fairness, timing, and respect. We will try to hear everyone who wants to say something. But the most important thing is that we want to make sure the board has the chance to hear from the confirmed parties in the hearing, the Satu community and regional panels, Indigenous Leadership Initiative, and Inuvialuit Game Council, as well as any confirmed parties on that teleconference line. There are a lot of parties that need to present and ask questions, and we have only 3 days to work together. So it is a matter of respect and fairness for all panels and parties that we ask people to keep to the scheduled times. We will be providing presenters with signals when they have 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and 1 minute to finish their presentation, and will regretfully have to ask people to stop when their time is up. We ask that people behave respectfully in all ways. There will be zero tolerance for people under the influence of alcohol or drugs at this hearing or even in cultural and recreation events. If anyone is under the influence, they will be asked to leave. With the space constraints, we're only able to accommodate one delegate per panel or party at the main table. Presenting panels are asked to use the table at the front for their presentation. Parties or panels can switch delegates at the main table during the proceeding as they wish, depending on who is designated as delegation lead during question period. Terms and concept in the
There have been a few Dene language terms that George has talked about in his remarks, and Kovo has also provided 4 key terms, as they have Dene terms in the title of their presentation and their plan and their law. And all of these terms are going to be listed on flip charts so that we can all begin to share a common vocabulary for this proceeding. And we ask that other parties that wish to present, please provide your something like 3 to 5 key terms. And they could be English language technical terms that are hard words. So that we're really communicating across cultures. So every day we will be pausing to talk a little bit about terminology. And so Sawtooth communities that are presenting this afternoon, if at lunch hour you could give me your key terms, that would be wonderful. Merci.
In conclusion, I'd like to say that SRB board members take their roles very seriously. We all care about doing a good job as board members and serving the Sawtooth region and serving the wildlife. We are glad you are all here. We hope we can work with one mind. We may have different views on some issues, but we all care about one thing, the caribou. That is the most important thing, respecting the caribou, caring about the caribou. We are all here because we care. Next, we will turn to recognition of written submissions and highlight of key terminology.
We already recognized written submissions in an earlier section. Sorry about that.
Housekeeping, you want to do housekeeping?
So we really hope this is a great gathering in a small community, and Koval's done a lot of work to prepare for this. We hope everyone is comfortable in your accommodations. You can speak to... the chief has mentioned a couple of names of people who can be contacted if you have any concerns. And also Kirsten from our staff team. Where are you, Kirsten? She's probably... Oh, Kirsten back there can be contacted as well. So please don't hesitate to talk to her if you have any needs. There are catered meals and snacks over the next few days. And we're really grateful to the COVO coordinator and cooks and dishwashers for all their work so that we will be well fed. But please do allow visitors and elders to eat first. And the dishwashers are going to be working really hard, so try to be helpful and use the same cup every day. Kiana and Hannah have erasable markers, and you can put your name on your cup, so reuse your cup. And if you want to take food home with you, you can use disposable dishes, but otherwise we're trying to prevent garbage and save money by using this kind of dishes. So don't throw these ones away. We need to use them again. And we're hoping to keep people as healthy as possible during this gathering. It's really been a bad year for people getting sick. So we remind you, please wash your hands with soap. And we have Lysol wipes around the building, so use them often. And be sure to drink lots of water. We're going to have big containers of water ready for people to use. So keep hydrated and healthy and rested so that we can really be energetic for this hearing. And enjoy your time in this lovely